The views and opinions expressed by the hosts of Black Talk Radio News and any guests represents their views and their views only and do not necessarily represent the views of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network. One more story and then I got to close it up, wrap it up. Appreciate those who share news with me. I'm not always able to get everything on the air due to time constraints, but I do my best. So this story right here, I'm going to close out by saying this is a good reason, not for this same exact reason as these freshmen who had their scholarships revoked or having their offers to be able to attend revoked because of their postings to Facebook, posting racist, hateful stuff. But because, like, for example, again, it's going to try to play an ad, so y'all bear with me.
Ready, Tim?
Let's do this.
If I can get this stopped. All right. But like, for example, we talked about how Black Lives Matter or BLM has been turned into a dirty word. Just attach black to something and it's got to be racist, hateful, and violent. Don't pay attention to their words or their actions. Just, you know, do what you do, tell lies and propagate those lies on a mass scale. So, but if you think about this, let's say that you support Black Lives Matter, you're a black person, and you're posting your pro-BLM messages to Facebook. Of course, Facebook makes you use your real name and all of that good stuff. Some people are able to fly under the radar. They'll usually set up a second profile using a pseudonym, you know, not their real names. And then they feel, you know, that now I can feel safer in posting and speaking my mind. All right. So, but what if that person who's doing that interview for that job, you're trying to get your foot in the door to a company and they are anti-BLM, like that North Carolina church that fired their reverend for expressing pro-BLM views, even though he was a white man, descendant of Robert E. Lee. They fired him. So what I'm saying is that when you post your politics and your views on social issues to social media, there can be some repercussions. Now, I'm glad some repercussions are coming to these little racists and terrorists in training that they got exposed for what they was posting on Facebook in a Facebook group connected to Harvard. Let me get to the details of this story. I'm glad they're suffering repercussions, but we set up BTR Community, a private social media network that you can use in anonymity. We do not data mine. That's why you don't see no ads on our network. We're not sending any cookies to find out what your likes are, what you've been looking at on the internet so that we can target you with ads. There are no ads. There are no ads or anything of the sort in BTR Community. And so we don't data mine. And again, it's very important that you be able to use the internet and expressing your views and not suffering as a result. Then, yeah, anonymity is a big thing. And we provide that for you at BTR Community for just $24 a year. That's how we pay for the network. That's how we fund our media operations, just $24 a year. So that's a small price to pay for security, considering that, you know, in some cases like this story, yeah, they need to be exposed. And I'm glad they was dumb enough to be posting this on Facebook. And I'm glad somebody came across it. And probably somebody else white that turned them in. I've been asking white people, turn these people in. Stand up. Only you can prevent the continuous perpetration of this crime against humanity. You need to turn these people in. And this is probably what happened. So good job, whoever turned these people in. Harvard University have withdrawn acceptance offers to at least 10 incoming freshmen after school administrators discovered that students were sharing explicit memes via a Facebook chat group, according to the Harvard Crimson student newspaper. The memes were shared in a Facebook messaging group that at one point was called Harvard Memes for Horny Bourgeois Teens. In the group, members joked about subjects including sexual assault, the Holocaust, deaths of children, and certain ethnic or racial groups. Just say black people, according to the Crimson. After administrators learned about the memes, they rescinded the students' acceptance offers, in mid-April. Wow, they kept this quiet a long time, huh? They didn't make no hold no press conference and make no big deal about it and say, hey, we at Harvard want to foster a anti-racist environment on campus to show you that we're serious. These 10 incoming freshmen's offers have been rescinded. I don't recall anything of the sort. This happened back in April. We just now finding out about it now. All right. So after administrators learned about the means they rescinded the students accepting offers in mid-April, the Facebook chat group was an offshoot of the official Harvard College class of 2021 Facebook group affiliated with the university, the newspaper reported. So apparently these chat groups is just when you add a whole bunch of people. I hate that to messages and you'll see people leaving the group and all. This is what that was. So somebody saw these individuals that was included in this group post some racist memes behind the scenes or what they thought was behind the scenes. And somebody exposed them. Good job, whoever did that. Again, only white people, y'all can stop racism. It's your community anyway that this is emanating from, and you need to clean it up. So good job to whoever exposed them. The description for the Harvard College class of 2021 Facebook group states, we are not responsible for any unofficial groups, chats, or content within. It goes on to remind students that Harvard College reserves the right to withdraw an offer of admission under various conditions. One of those conditions includes if an admitted student engages or has engaged in behavior that brings into question their honesty, maturity, or moral character, a university spokeswoman said. So again, we hear people say, well, we need laws. We need new laws on the books so we can go after these terrorists or these racists. Like I mentioned in passing the other day, it's already against the law to be racist. It's just no enforcement. There's no uniform enforcement. There's no consistency on the parts of the government. And then in the case of these universities, whether we're talking about corporations, school boards, what, they have policies too that could be broadly applied to root out racists, but they choose not to do it. So this case right here is an anomaly. Good job. It was the right thing to do. We encourage more people to engage in this sort of anti-racist activity. I'm speaking to administrators. So keep up the good work. Keep it up. Only you can stop it. There has to be some accountability for people practicing racism, which is terrorism. And all of it was put in place to maintain the system of slavery, like the GEO group is participating in from our previous story. All right. So again, you have to be careful about what you post online. In this case, if you're a racist, post all day long. Just post it. Post everything. Start these little private groups that you think is private. Hey, if you're not a racist and you're anti-racist, infiltrate some of these groups. Infiltrate some of these groups. Expose these people. Take the screenshots. Send it to whoever it needs to be sent to. Make them public. Do it anonymously so that your cover isn't blown. But yeah, that's something that y'all should, I think, will be constructive to engage in. Y'all could do a better job than a person like me, a black person, a victim of the system. Y'all have so much more power and privilege to do. I'm just trying to do the best I can. All right. So that concludes our broadcast for today. I will be back on air Monday at 12 o'clock noon Eastern time at 2 o'clock p.m. if I'm able, because remember, I'm supposed to be experiencing, or we are supposed to be experiencing Hurricane Irma on Monday, which is reportedly in my area, we may see winds up to 43 miles per hour. And that's nothing to what the people close to the coast are going to see. All right. So y'all, again, batten down the hatches. Make sure you got plenty of water, non-perishable items, canned food, canned openers. Just do what you can. Don't wait till last minute, because people have been preparing already. My daughter was up here bringing some stuff because I want her and my other daughter and my grandsons, even though they live just not even 5 miles away from me in the city of Mount Holly, They don't want to get cut off from their family up here in case there's a power outage. And I doubt if that river will rise, but they're not that far from that river either. So definitely we need to be preparing and coming up with a plan of action for this hurricane, for these series of hurricanes that's coming down the pipe. All right. Peace and blessings to all. Recognize the fact that you live behind these enemy lines of USA Inc., where they're still practicing legalized slavery and human trafficking. Don't believe me. Believe the 13th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Peace. Hello, this is Scotty Reed, and thank you for listening to this podcast and sharing it with others. Please consider making a donation to the U.S.-based nonprofit media organization, Black Talk Media Project, in support of its efforts to elevate independent Black voices. You can also support the work by joining the network's social media community, BTR Community, for just $24 a year. Black Talk Media Project is leading the way in the production of grassroots Black media.